From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitors say Russian military jets Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. The planes targeted two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. Meanwhile, the government's Sana news agency reported rebel shelling on the government-controlled districts of western Aleppo, with at least 4 people killed there and 14 wounded. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin, under pressure from under Western criticism, for Moscow's military role in Syria, canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their upcoming meeting focus solely on Syria. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russian-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Saki area, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. The Pentagon said Tuesday it is evaluating a military response to recent failed missile attacks on U.S. naval ships in the Red Sea. It warned Yemen-based Houthi rebels that they launched the missiles at their own peril. The rebels are thought to be responsible for the attacks. This is VOA News.